This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Hamilton County school officials are being blamed for failing to prevent last month's deadly school bus crash. Two law firms, Murphy, Falcon & Murphy, and Burke, Burke & Burke, filed a class action lawsuit in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Tennessee on behalf of the six children killed and dozens more injured in the crash that occurred on the 21st of November. Prior to the wreck, 24-year-old bus driver Jonathan Walker had trouble enforcing discipline on the bus. Walker had asked for help with that. The lawsuit alleges that the school system ignored the bus driver's requests for assistance. The lawsuit also alleges Walker threatened the children and drove recklessly, slamming on the brakes and intentionally swerving in a sadistic attempt to restore discipline. The school has released documents showing officials were aware of complaints about Walker's driving, including two handwritten notes from students. Walker worked for Durham School Services, a private school bus contractor. The lawsuit names the contractor, the Hamilton County Department of Education, and its transportation supervisor Benjamin Coulter as defendants. Tennessee law limits the amount of monetary damages the victims' families can collect. The amount is capped at $75,000. However, this new class action lawsuit claims the liability cap doesn't apply because the defendants violated the children's constitutional rights. Driver Jonathan Walker faces criminal charges. Next year, a grand jury will consider vehicular homicide and other charges against Walker. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.